Joining us by phone is a writer with TeslaRoddy.com, also a Bloomington native. We've got with us Christian Prenzler. Christian, thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We've been talking about it a little bit on the show, and I have had callers on the show calling me throughout the last month asking me why there were all of these vehicles on the Rivian Automotive lot in Normal, Illinois, and I didn't have a solid answer for them, so I was very happy this morning when Eric, back in the newsroom, passed along a feature story that you wrote on TeslaRoddy.com, basically explaining that all of those vehicles are associated with this Volkswagen emission scandal. We heard about it, you know, a year and a half ago. I know you know the background better than me, Christian. What can you tell us, first of all, about this VW scandal and why those cars have now found themselves in Normal, Illinois?
Yeah, so if you remember a couple of years back when the VW scandal broke, it became a discussion about how the cars were tricking emission standards and then polluting back when they were in the hands of their owners. And so VW has initiated a program over the past 4 or 5 months to buy back some of these vehicles, either until they can find a solution to fix them or to eventually scrap them for parts and other materials and responsibly recycle them. So once I discovered that that there was, you know, this mass amount of vehicles, roughly about 14,000 out at Rivian's factory, I wanted to take a deeper look into it and see what exactly was going on there.
Wow. And that's what the other part I was interested in is how you came into understanding of these vehicles being stored out there. I know there were some pretty incredible drone shots on TeslaRoddy.com. Now, did you take those drone shots, or did somebody tip you off about this?
Yeah, so I actually had a local photographer, Jim Finch, go out there with his drone and take some really cool shots and get some video of seeing the whole picture there, so you can get a better idea of how many vehicles are really being stored out there. Mm. But it's a really interesting thing to see that Rivian's really starting to already utilize the factory in Normal, which is, you know, of course going to be good for Bloomington Normal's economy.
Oh, sure, and that was the big concern, was that, all right, what is Rivian going to do in the time leading up to when they can actually, you know, ramp up production and start making a vehicle? So this essentially what they're doing is they are leasing that space, right?
Yes, correct. Yeah, they're leasing that out to a logistics company that is sort of managing some of the parts of the scandal for VW in terms of gathering the cars and holding them, at least until VW knows exactly what they can do with them.
Wow. And so, you know, we're at 14,000 now, roughly, out there. Could that number increase, or are they kind of swapping out from car to car?
Yeah, it's unsure to know exactly how many cars are out there at a given moment, because it looks like, you know, just they're moving around day by day. And, of course, as you know, with that factory, they have a rail line that goes along through, and they have trucks delivering cars. And so it's really unknown to know how many cars are going in and out and how many they plan to store there. But I'd say they're probably about 60% of capacity out there right now, just based on,
wow,
you know, observation.
Well, that's, yeah, and the 14,000 number caught me off guard, because when I heard people saying, you know, there's quite a few cars out there, I did not anticipate 14,000 being on the lot. So what kind of money is Rivian getting for this, or has that not been disclosed?
Yeah, it hasn't been specifically disclosed, but I've spoken to Rivian, and they said, while it's not, you know, certainly a significant amount, you know, funding their whole operation or anything like mm-hmm. that, it's something that can certainly help out the business as they expand over the next couple of years.
Excellent. And just looking at the future of Rivian, have you had a chance to follow kind of their history and what you expect them to do here in Normal?
Yeah, I've spent some time talking to Rivian CEO RJ Scaringe to learn more about the company and their plans. Yeah, I mean, I think over the next, you know, probably 6 to 9 months, we're probably going to see a lot of interesting information come out of the company. In terms of future vehicles, production plans, and things like that. But RJ's definitely got a top-notch team over there really working on figuring out how to get the plant moving and being utilized as quickly as possible.
Very neat. And, you know, you work over there at TeslaRoddy.com. That's TeslaRati.com. And obviously, you guys have an interest in Tesla, SpaceX, Elon Musk endeavors. And I got to imagine just the business model of Rivian Automotive, is that pretty appealing to the rest of the staff over there at Tesla-Roddy?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we're definitely interested to see what's going on with Rivian, and it's really great to see the progress that they're making in Normal, and hopefully hearing more about their funding and products coming out in the future.
Very good. That's Christian Prenzler, a writer with TeslaRoddy.com, telling us all about 14,000 vehicles sitting out at Rivian Automotive in Normal. Volkswagen putting some of their old vehicles that got caught up in the Dieselgate scandal out there. And is it VW specifically that is leasing this out, or is it another company that's kind of acting as an intermediary between the two?
Yeah, so the company that's actually leasing it from Rivian is called Vascor Logistics. VW doesn't officially comment on, you know, the specifics of where their cars are being held or who's, you know, kind of controlling it. But, it's a third-party logistics company that, I think they have the resources to manage something like this, usually with new cars being delivered. But I guess they have the abilities to do just the reverse of that and hold and store cars as well.
Very good. Christian Prenzler, TeslaRoddy.com. Christian, is there anywhere our listeners can go to check out a little more of your work? Are you on social media or anything?
Yeah, you can check me out at Twitter at CLPrenz, P-R-E-N-Z. Of course, my work on TeslaRoddy.com.
Very good. Christian Prenzler joining us on the Afternoon Report. Christian, thanks for stopping by and filling us in.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.